Stock valves have served as a helpful savings tool for multiple centuries. Whether it's saving up for groceries or that trip to Durban in December, stock valves have always made it happen. We spoke to Xolani Matthews, CEO of the National Stock Valve Body of South Africa, about the regulation of the stock valve industry, the evolution of stock valves, as well as how stock valves can be used to develop the black and township economy.
I grew up in KZN and my mother was always a stock valve person. Every now and then she would ask me to join her stock valves and I would join it. So at a very young age, I was in one form or shape a member of stock valve, even if at some point I was an extension of her membership. What my profession did was get me to be exposed to other professionals who were like-minded. I remember when I was doing my articles, for example, we used to discuss, as aspiring CAs at the time, we used to discuss stock valves a lot to say how big they are and what's the potential behind stock valves.
The National Stock Valve Body of South Africa, which started out as a stock valve in 2010, seeks to assist stock valves with adherence to the Bank Act exemption, public activities and administration support, as well as financial security. With many exciting innovations taking place in the stock valve industry, here's how the CEO of the stock valve body believes it affects the industry.
I think it's a very good and a positive effect. As a black community, we still don't play a big enough role in trying to play more part into our economy. When you look at the stock valves and its potential, and if you look at the structure of what is a stock valve generally is people putting their small resources together. Stock valves have always attracted people from the black community. So if those black communities, they change in character, if in the 1980s, the typical member of a community was a domestic worker, and now in 2022, a typical member of a community, their community is a professional, they'll still be domestic worker, they'll still be a teacher, they'll still be a nurse. And naturally, therefore, the membership of stock valves are going to mirror those communities. And now, because in our black communities, you have lawyers, you have CAs over the past couple of years, those professionals started to enshrine themselves more into our community. Therefore, the stock valves themselves are going to also mirror that. So it's evolving over time. And definitely the evolution is still taking place, and it's definitely a positive evolution.
With regards to the regulation of the stock valve industry, Matthews had the following to say.
If I'm not mistaken, the first regulation that was issued for stock valves was in 1996. And this was the Bank Act exemption, which really defined what is a stock valve, what the stock valve needs to do in order to to operate in a legal sense. But that act has revolved over years. Our stock valves with an aggregate amount of 100,000 and above. So that's now clearly when a stock valve starts in January, they will not have 100,000 because generally they start from a zero base. And when they get 200,000, it will probably be towards the end of the year, and they will be about to replenish against the funds. I think from our side, this was definitely a misjudgment on the part of the regulators, because the act as it is not practical to implement it effectively. For whatever purpose that they had done the act, we feel that whatever purpose that they wanted to achieve, they are unable to achieve. But the positive side of that is that it means stock valves in general, there is a regulation.
As digital stock valves continue to be on the rise, this comes with various concerns.
The act it does not really go that far to define and accommodate a group of stock valves that have members who are in different places, have members who don't really know each other, like what typically a stock failure started by a digital platform would really be. However, from our organization, we don't really discourage those kind of stock fails. And I think the ones that will be more worried with will be the ones that are what they normally would call WhatsApp stock fails, because those tend to be outside of the definition of what the stock fail are. So it's not so much about the digital platform that is an issue, but rather it's the actual manner in which those stock fail are so-called stock fail, because those WhatsApp stock fail are really not stock fails. But it's the manner in which those schemes are structured that makes them, to us at least, illegitimate.
With the introduction of technology and digital means of operation, various considerations ought to be taken into account.
When you look at stock fails, they are a mirror of the community where they come from. So if the community where those members of stock fail come from are having issues with their, for example, data, if they are struggling to get reasonable data, obviously then they will have an issue with going to digital platforms. So when you have stock fail members who come from those type of backgrounds, those issues and those challenges that they have as a community are going to, manifest themselves also as a stock fail. But also one of the reasons why stock fails will still want to do things manually is also that element of trust. People, especially when they are less adverse with technology, when they contribute their 100 rands a month, they want to see the other person physically also on the table putting their 100 rand. Then they know that everyone has contributed because they were physically there. And that social element makes it very, 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 they make the stock fails be as successful as they are, because there's that peer pressure when you know that you have to go to physically go to a meeting and you don't have money to contribute while everyone else has money. So technology, when you try to introduce technology, it reduces all of those things.